Hey, girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's the Loser Line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the Loser Line before, it works like this. Let's say a strange person approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you. Hey, what's up, babe? You're the only girl I love right now. But in 10 years, I'm going to love another girl. And she's going to call you mommy. Because we're going to have a daughter together after we are intimate this evening.
It's always good when you have to explain this.
After he says that, whatever you do, don't turn to your friends and laugh at his pathetic attempt at humor. Instead, give him the number to the Loser Line so hopefully he leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play for you over the air. Voicemails like this one.
First unheard message.
Hey, this is Stan from... Nice, thank you so much for the number. I actually, though... You're super nice. You're super nice. Don't get me wrong. But your friend, I think her name was Jo. I was actually trying to get her number. If you would just give me her number, I would really appreciate that. I would appreciate it so much. Just text it, okay? And maybe we'll see you around. Thanks.
Next message.
Maybe I'll see you sometime because I'm about to be your friend's boyfriend. He doesn't even want to talk to her. Just text it to me, please.
I have been stopped in bars thinking, oh, yeah, somebody's hitting on me.
Yeah.
Hey, is your friend single? Yeah. Screw you, dude.
It's like a slap in the face.
Hey, what's up?
Totally.
What's your name?
Talk to her.
Here's another message from the Loser Line.
Next message.
Oh, hey. Hey, it's we talked at the Starbucks earlier. Listen, I just couldn't stop thinking about you, and I had to invite you over, see if you want to come for dinner sometime this week, because I got this new coffee table from IKEA, and I need some help putting it together. It's kind of weird, so I was hoping we could, like, you know, maybe have dinner and, like, build the table together, and maybe we'll, like, you know, see how things go, you know? All right, well, look, you got my number, so... So hit me back.
Next message.
What a clever, creative idea for a date. Let's build some IKEA furniture together.
I am sorry, but no matter how hot you are, I'd rather put needles in my eyes than build IKEA furniture. Screw you, dude.
And have two people ever put together something from IKEA and it doesn't end in an argument?
Right?
I don't think so. That is a bad idea for a first date. You're just going to yell at each other like you've been married for 50 years. Remember, if you want the special number for the Loser Line, all you have to do is text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592, and we'll send you that phone number you can give to somebody who's hitting on you that you would rather not have hitting on you, so they can call us instead and leave a voicemail like this.
Next message.
Hey, this is Nick. You said that I wasn't going to call you because I was too drunk to remember, and you hopefully weren't too drunk to remember who I am. Okay, well, I'd really like to hang out sometime, so if you want to hang out, give me a call. This is my cell phone, so I'll be around. All right, bye.
Next message.
Sweet talker.
I think that was just to prove that he wasn't too drunk to remember.
Yeah. Here's another message from the Loser Line.
Next message.
Hey, it's good to meet you the other night. I'm looking forward to the date on Saturday. I think... just do, you know, easy dinner, drinks. I wouldn't worry about it too much. You know, a little upscale casual maybe. But, you know, I'd love it if you did your hair straight a little bit. You know, the curly hair just kind of reminds me of, you know, someone I don't want to talk about, you know, who she is. So, like, maybe just, you know, keep your hair a little straighter this time. Thanks. Looking forward to going out with you again. See you Saturday.
Next message.
They actually went out or must have saw her out and considered that a date, and she already scheduled a date with him for Saturday, and then he wants her to do her hair like somebody who he actually likes.
No. It's about he doesn't want to think about his ex.
Yeah.
He wants her to change her looks so that he's not reminded of her ex. It's bad enough to bring up a past relationship,
like,
period.
That doesn't scream baggage.
Not at all. But I think it's a nice gesture, like, hey, I only want to think about you. And if your hair looks the same, I'm going to break down. So please don't look like my ex. All right, here's another message from the Loser Line.
Next message.
Hey, Olivia, this is just giving you a call like I said I would. Want to see if you were still interested in going out on Friday, hang out a little bit, and had a really cool idea. If you don't remember, I told you I used to be married, and that was fun. And I don't know if you noticed, but, like, married people seem to be having a lot more fun. So I thought maybe if you and I went out on Friday night, we could pretend that we're a married couple and just see how that goes. I bet it would be a lot of fun. We could go out to dinner. Maybe we could go to the beach or something. And maybe we could even get a hotel room and check in as a married couple and see if they would put us in the honeymoon suite or something like that. I don't know. I mean, it sounds fun to me. Like, you're just going around and pretending to be a married couple. I'd like to kind of try that again. I mean, it didn't work the first time for me, but maybe this time, because it's not real, it could be more fun. I don't know. Call me back.
Next message.
What a wonderful idea for a date. Just pretend to be married.
That is so creepy, dude. Come on, let's be honest. If you were a married couple, you'd go to that hotel room and just get the best night's rest.
Yeah, exactly. She's like, sure, we can pretend like we're married. We'll just sleep. Or maybe he just wants to pretend like he's married so he can post it on Facebook so his ex-wife can see that he's moving on and he's married again.
Look at it. Sneaky.
Your phone tap is coming up right after this.